Hi guys, so I'm back with another audio. It is 7:24 right now, and I want to talk to you guys for a bit. I haven't recorded, I think, in a week or so, or in a couple of days, and I just want to catch you guys up about what's going on with me, and just kind of where my focus is right now, and the things that I'm trying to do. Basically, over the course of the past couple of days, I've just really been focusing on myself. I've been just focusing on trying to heal and get better. I'm trying to get back into therapy, and I have some news about my therapist, you guys. The therapist that I've been seeing for like the past 2 to 3 years, the one that actually cracked the code and figured out everything that was going on with me, I found out that she actually is no longer going to be seeing individuals for therapy. She's only going to be seeing couples, and she starts doing that in July. So I found that out, so I'm trying to find me another therapist in between this time so I can build a rapport with a new therapist and try to get to know her. It actually was a place I was supposed to go to in 2020, and I didn't end up going there because I remember at that time I canceled the appointment that was made. I was like, I'm going to cancel, so I never got to actually see the therapist there. And at that time, the only reason I was looking for a different therapist is because I was having insurance issues with my therapist at that time. So I decided to see someone new. End up canceling the appointment because the issues got fixed and I went back to my therapist. So this is in 2020, actually, y'all, which is crazy. And so I reached out to this company again because I had a whole portal with them, even though I had never saw them at all. I reached out to the lady that runs the counseling facility, and I just told her, like, hey, I want to reschedule this appointment. I had an appointment with you guys on such and such date or whatever, and I had ended up canceling it, and I just want to reschedule. And she was like, okay, cool. She was like, and she's asked me who I was supposed to see, so I had to go to their website because I couldn't remember the lady's name, but I knew her picture and her face from when we scheduled with her. So I went through the site, remembered her face, and I just told the owner, I was like, hey, this is who I was supposed to see. She said, okay, I'm gonna forward this email to her so she can contact you. So I'm gonna set up an appointment with her. I don't know when I'm going to see her yet, you guys, because I would have to see her like around 5 o'clock if I did see her like after hours and after work and stuff. And my old therapist, I was seeing her on Saturdays, which just worked better for me. But I think this company is not there on Saturdays, so I'm going to have to figure something out. Most likely, I'm either going to see this new therapist either this month, or I'm going to see if she can see me in February. And just to build a rapport with her and let her know what's going on and stuff like that. But yeah, it is devastating to lose a therapist when you opened up to them and told them everything about you, and they knew you so well, and then you got to start with someone new and pour everything out. So I'm a little nervous about that, but I'm trying to find a therapist now so that way it won't be as hard in July. And my therapist also said that she was going to send some referrals to us anyway about finding therapists, but I don't want to wait that long. I want to find a therapist now because you never know, some therapists get booked up, things happen, and I just want to make sure that I'm able to find me a new facility right away. And plus, this facility is actually in Mechanicsville, and it's like, I know y'all don't know what Mechanicsville is because some of y'all may not live in my state, but it's near my job in a way, even though I work from home, but it's where my job is when I was in the office. So it just worked out for me. And most likely I probably will, so it's like right near my job, y'all. Like literally when I pull up the map, it's like my job. It's like, looks like it's like right near my job pretty much. So, and it's actually near the, Chick-fil-A that's near my job. So it's perfect. It's a perfect spot for me. So I'm trying to stay local as I can if I have to ever go into the office. But right now I'm gonna try to do telehealth if I can, but I just want to build a rapport with somebody because I feel like it's important for me to be able to talk to somebody about some of the things I'm dealing with and be able to figure things out. I don't know if this new therapist is going to be like my old therapist or not, but it's just something I'm going to have to do because I just want to be able to get in to an appointment. And I also want to talk to a therapist about if I should get back on medication or not. Those are things that I just want to ask her because I'm just unsure of what I should do.
So yeah, I have like so many things I want to ask this new therapist, and we'll see how it goes, you guys. But anyway, I haven't been doing much, you guys. I've been pouring everything I have into TikTok, you guys. I've been getting on TikTok every day. I'm posting videos every day. I just feel like it's so important for me to do TikTok. My goal is to get to 1,000 followers by the end of the year, you guys. So I've been TikToking every day. I make like 5, 6, 7 videos a day. I don't really look at the views on my videos, and if I don't see a good view, I really don't care. I don't care about the views or the likes. I just mostly care about building a following, because I know when people follow me, it's because they like my content. So, you know, and the biggest thing is just getting to 1,000. So I'm going to keep pushing my TikTok. I did a few TikToks today, and I just was like, I'm tired. I did all I could do. I might probably do one more before I go to bed tonight, and then I'm just done with TikTok until tomorrow. But I TikTok every single day because I just feel like it's something to do, and I just something that I like to do. So I was just on TikTok actually for the last 2 hours on a live, and this girl, I never have watched a TikTok live and never have cried, but it was this girl on TikTok live that was talking about her marriage, and it just broke me down. Like, looking in her eyes, you could tell she was broken and like sad and depressed, and I just, man, I could relate to what she was saying so much. I was like, wow, I hope I end up following her, because I want to keep following her journey to see like where she goes, and keep hopping on her lives when she goes lives, because when she does lives, because I just, the support she had on that live was amazing. But the only people in the comments were rude, and she had to keep turning the comments off. But I was like, wow, made me wish I had some girlfriends that I could talk to like that. But yeah, I don't really get into TikTok. I don't get into, like, a lot of people, when they do TikToks, they get into the messy side of TikTok, as people call it, where they get into the side where, especially with the popular TikTokers, they have a million followers or maybe close to it, and they're always in drama or something. I never talk about those followers. I may follow some of them, the ones that I really like and that really aren't in the drama, but somehow their name gets put in drama, even if they didn't do anything. I may follow some big content creators or whatever, but I don't ever speak on those content creators or say anything bad about them or make videos on them. I'm not getting involved in that. I do my TikToks every day for me, and I may do my reaction videos. I might do a video talking about something going on in my life, but I will not do a TikTok video talking about, like, the big TikTokers. You'll never catch me doing it. And I, no offense to big TikTokers, but I just would hope none would ever follow me either. I don't, for me, when I do TikTok, I'm not looking to be, like, I see some TikTokers, they literally will align themselves with a certain group of people, and then all of a sudden they're in a big group and they're friends, and they always go live with these people, and they always talk to these people, make videos with them, and they have their real phone numbers outside of TikTok and stuff. And I'm like, I'm definitely not big on that. You know, I make my videos and I get off. I don't want to really make friends on TikTok, supposedly. I don't want to be in no set group on TikTok. I just want to do my TikToks and get off, you know. So some people get into that messiness of, oh, I don't like this creator. I'm like, I ain't doing none of that. I have had to block a content creator, though, because this one lady I was following, she was so messy. And everything she did was just the way she moved. Like, she portrayed to be this such a sweet older lady on there. She just went from that to crazy. So I had to block her, because I was like, I don't even want to see her content. But anybody else, like, I don't let people see who I follow anyway, because I just don't want people looking like, who is she following? You know, but I don't get involved in all that messy stuff. You're not going to catch me talking about nobody or dragging nobody. I ain't got time for it. I'd rather just make my TikToks and get off. But I understand why the big content creators can't do that, because they make money from the app and whatever the case may be. So I get it, but yeah, I'm not getting involved in that, baby. It's too much. It's like, I just want to stay low-key on TikTok. That's why I said I don't need more than 1,000 followers, and I'm good to go. Hopefully, I'll get there by the end of the year. Y'all pray for me. Look out for my TikTok. You can follow my TikTok, too. I think I put the link on here. It's called direct.me. It's the link on the front of my page for my bio or my website or whatever. If y'all click on that, y'all will see my TikTok. Just click it, and y'all can follow me and support me on my TikTok journey. And I will definitely keep you posted. But I'm trying to make this quick, y'all, because I got to go take a shower. Then I'm going to try to eat something again before I go to bed. Then I got to get my daughter in bed by like 9. I got to go to bed too, because it's time for us to go back to work, and she has school tomorrow. I still don't have the decals on my car. I don't know if I told y'all about this or not. I keep forgetting. I can't remember. Bear with me. But I told you guys. I don't know if I told... Again, I don't know if I told you or not. I thought I did. But if I didn't, I'm going to repeat it to you again. So, you guys know my decals expired on my car. I waited till like the day it was expiring to pay because I did not receive the email from DMV that it was expiring. And the other emails they probably sent, they've sent like the month before, I never saw. So, I had to literally... I was dealing with so much stuff, y'all. So, that whole situation with TikTok happened. And, not TikTok, I'm sorry. Lord, TikTok messed my brain up. I'm talking about my car. Oh, my God, I'm so sorry, y'all. TikTok on the brain. But anyway, yeah, so the decal situation happened. I paid for them, got my receipt or whatever, and they never came. So, when I paid, it was a holiday. Obviously, DMV was closed on that Monday and Tuesday, as my job was too. So, no, on that Sunday and Monday, I'm sorry. Sunday and Monday, so I didn't go by there until Tuesday. DMV was just opening back up. Okay, I paid for everything, still haven't gotten nothing in the mail. I keep checking my mail, there's nothing there all last week, nothing was there. So I'm having to drive my dad's truck and my dad's other car that he has until my decals come. So it's kind of sucky because I miss my car, I miss driving my car, and I won't be able to really drive my car until this whole situation is underway. So it's just like a waiting process because... as of right now, it's nothing I really could do, being that my car is just not where it needs to be right now. So it's like a waiting game for me trying to figure out what to do and stuff like that, y'all. So it sucks when you can't even use your car because you literally have to be on hold because of everything that's going on. So, yeah, right now I can't use my car, y'all, and it sucks. Hopefully next week, this week, the decals will be here. I'm praying. But, yeah, I haven't really been doing too much, you guys. Like, I just been trying to focus on me and focus on my happiness and stuff like that. I haven't really been trying to deal with too many other people. My guy friend, I told y'all guys about last year, the one that I was hanging out with or whatever. And he, you know, we were quote-unquote dating, if you want to call it that. Like, I don't know how to feel about him, y'all. Like, it's a new year and... he just been doing some foul stuff. Like, he'll ask me to hang out, and then the day will come that we're supposed to hang out, and he will literally stand me up, or he'll text me like he never asked me to hang out, and he'll pretend like everything's normal and never brings it up. He's done this several times last year, and he's doing it again this year, and the year hasn't even, we about to go into our second week of the year, and he's already doing this dumb stuff. So I called him on his behavior yesterday. I was like, why do you keep asking me to hang out, and then the day comes, you text me and act like you never asked me to hang out, and then you don't bring it up, or I don't hear from you. And then I was like, I thought you wanted to hang this weekend because he asked me to chill. He's like, oh, well, I'm sorry, I'm having money issues, I can't come get you so we can hang out. And I'm like, cool. Obviously I can't drive my car, so I was like, okay. He's like, I can't come get you, I'm having money problems, I'm so sorry, I'm going through a lot and all this BS. So I'm like, why would you ask me to hang out if you knew you were going through a lot and you didn't have no money? Make it make sense, y'all. So, you know me, I'm going to call him on his behavior, which I don't think he liked, but I'm like, I don't care. So, I told him straight up, like, it is what it is. If we hang out, we do. If we don't, we don't. I told him I don't care no more. I said, but I will never ask you to hang out with me again. I told him that. I was like, it's not happening on my end. He's like, oh, we'll do it next time. I said, nope, because the next time he asks me to hang out, I'm going to say, no, I have stuff to do. I don't have time for petty games like that, y'all. We're in 2023. I'm not playing games with people. If you really wanted to hang out and see me, you would do it. You wouldn't make the excuses. You wouldn't not show up. Like, I don't have patience or time for this, y'all. Like, the dumb stuff that this man is doing, and for what reason is he doing? Like, I don't get what he's getting out of doing this. So, I'm just like, are you serious? You know, because he just on some other stuff right now. So, I didn't even text him today. Normally, he texts me every day to say good morning. I may say good morning to him, but I didn't text him at all today because I'm just kind of over it, and I really just don't care no more, to be honest with y'all. Like, certain stuff that I put up with last year, I'm not putting up with in 2023 because people play too many games and they think it's funny. And honestly, after the story I just heard about this girl on live about her husband being in the military, kind of makes me not even want to date a military person. And I know y'all probably like, oh, I'm stereotyping. No, I'm not. I'm not saying all military men are bad because I've dated military men in the past. Not all of them are bad people or bad men. But from the experiences I did have, they were not the best. And I know there are some good military men. I've encountered some. But I kind of just don't want to get involved with a military man to the point where it's serious because most of them don't even be stationed here that long, and they get deployed, and things happen. And I just don't think, you know, for me, it's not for me. So, yeah, I'm just good. I'm good with me and him being friends, but I'm good also with not hanging out with him because he plays too many games. And I think that he is so used to being in the military that his mind frame is he doesn't get attached to anybody. He doesn't care because he's so used to moving and being on the go and never being around anybody. So he's used to that life. So, yeah, I'm good. I'm good off that. Anyway, another thing that happened was, which was so creepy, you guys. So somebody who I hadn't talked to since last year gonna hit me up on a dating app. They was like, oh, hey, how you been, blah, blah, blah. I was like, okay, you know, what do you want? Mind you, me and this person blocked in my phone because they keep doing stupid stuff like standing me up and we're supposed to hang out another stand-up person. So I told them, it's no point of, you know, me giving you a chance. I was like, you need to let it go. I was like, you know, you need to let it go. And I just told him, like, it's no point of us trying it again because we tried last year and you kept doing stupid stuff. So he kept trying to text me back and forth on the app. And then finally he just stopped writing me and I was like, whatever. But yeah, I don't know what he was on for real, y'all. But I was like, I ain't got time for this. Like, he was like, oh, I tried to call you and you had me blocked. And I'm like, well, duh. Like, why would I have my phone open to you? He's like, you always have me blocked. Yeah, I always have you blocked because you constantly do dumb stuff and then you want me to unblock you. Like, no. That happened. And then on top of that, guys, on Tinder, I had this guy match with me. Okay. I matched with him because I kept scrolling past his profile. I thought he was cute, but it took me like a couple of days to match with him because I kept thinking to myself, should I match or not match? So finally, one day I hit match. And this man says to me, you finally hit me up. He was like, I never messaged girls on here. I let them message me first. And he was like, I've been watching your profile for like a good couple of months. And I'm like, wait a minute. And he's like, I've been watching your profile for a couple of months. And he was like, I just want to see like where things can go and all this stuff. I'm like, it was a little creepy, y'all. And I posed a question about this on TikTok, and a lot of women were like, when men try to rush you off the app or they become like weird like that, that's a red flag. And I was like, I think it definitely is a freaking red flag because this guy, all right, so call me dumb, maybe. I don't know. So we exchanged numbers or whatever. Because, I mean, even though he said that crazy mess to me, he did seem really cool and down to earth in our conversation. So we exchanged numbers. All of a sudden, next thing I know, 3 to 4 days and of us talking, he's like, oh, we locked in, you my girl. He's like, I want to see you. Like, it was all this like rushing, and I was like, wait a minute, we only 3 to 4 days in talking, I barely know you, you asking me to hang out so soon, you're saying we locked in, like, what are we locked into? So it was creepy, and that's why I went on TikTok to do a video about it. And TikTok was like, some of the women in the comments was like, they noticed that men like that are very possessive. And I started noticing that with him, because he would be like, if I didn't text him back right away, he'd be like, you hear me? Why you ain't texting me back? Like, he'd be getting mad at me for, like, little stuff. He'd be telling me, I don't want you talking to no more men. Like, all this crazy stuff. And I was just like, it started making me uncomfortable. Like, he wanted to hang out this weekend. And I was like, I'm not hanging with you because I just didn't feel comfortable, y'all. And he got mad at me for that. Then then another weird thing that he did that threw me off, y'all, he kept asking me for, like, money. Like, he said to me, let's get a hotel room. Can you pay for it? I said, you want the room, not me. You pay for it. He was like, no. Well, then he started telling me how he blew through $10,000 and the bank that he banks at froze his accounts and they freeze his accounts when he overspends and he don't have no money. And I was like, okay. Now, I've banked at two banks my lifetime. None of my banks have ever froze my account when I overspend. I know that my bank, if they feel like I'm at a new place shopping or buying something, they might freeze my account because they don't know the place and they think that it's a setup. So then I have to call them to get them to unfreeze my car because of stuff like that, because they want to make sure I'm not, you know, nobody's trying to take my car. But I've never heard of anybody saying that they froze your account for overspending and how he don't have no money. Then he said that his car was in the shop being fixed. Then he went on to say that his phone was broke. And he was like, oh, do you have Cash App? So, yes, of course I have a Cash App. But I was not about to tell him that because I knew he was trying to get some money. So I said, oh, no, I don't have a Cash App, but I have heard of it. He goes, well, can you download it for me? I said, I'm not sending you money. I said, I haven't gotten paid yet. Mind you guys, even if I did get paid, he still wouldn't have got no money from me. No. But I was like, yeah. And I was like, I have bills to pay, which I do. So he was like, oh, you can't send me money? I was like, nope, I can't. So then he got mad. He was like, well, fine then or whatever. I'm not worried about it. Like, he just was doing weird stuff. Like, if you just talking to somebody You should not be asking that person for money. I do not give money to men. A grown man, I'm not giving money to. I'm sorry. You are a grown man. You're not my husband. I'm still getting to know you. I'm not giving you nothing. I don't think a man should feel comfortable asking a female for money. That should make them so uncomfortable that they don't even want to do it. It should make them feel like this is wrong of me to do. They should never want to do that. Like, and that's my opinion. Because I even learned this in therapy. A man asking a female for money to me is a red flag. Why am I giving you money? This man claimed he had his own business. He was like, he's a coach at a high school or whatever. And he also has his own business. He also does real estate. You have all this money, but your money's so tied up and blocked. And you asking me for money. Like, none of this stuff sounded right, y'all. It was weird. So, yeah. So, I was just kind of like, you know, I'm not getting, like, involved in it. So, I was like, I'm not getting, like, involved in this. I'm not dealing with this. So, it was super weird, you guys. Like, to have somebody do all this stuff. He was just on some weird type stuff. So, I was just like, I ain't got time for this. Like, it was super weird, y'all. Like, I'm talking about overly weird. But anyway, all I can say about this situation is it just, like, I was even talking to my mom about dating and stuff. And I'm just like, in 2023, I really just want to focus on myself. Like, I want to focus on myself. I want to focus on saving my money. I want to focus on getting my townhouse. I want to focus on loving myself, putting myself first. I don't want to focus too much on a man. And I told y'all this when I recorded last time. My focus is not on a relationship with a man right now. It's just not. My focus is loving me. I don't mind talking to men, exchanging numbers and stuff and having conversations, but I am not trying to take those conversations and say, let's date and do all this extra. I'm not ready for that right now. I'm not. And I feel like every time I encounter a guy and they get my number on these apps, they want to rush to be with me. And I find that so weird because it's like, you barely know me. I keep meeting those type of men. And I just rather be single, y'all. Like, I'm not on no relationship type. So, like, everybody want to talk to you. I'm not on that right now, y'all. I want to just be single. I really want to be single. I really don't want a relationship right now because, like, my mom was just saying, focus on yourself and, you know, your daughter. And she was like, don't worry about it. And I was like, the men that I encounter are trifling. Like, I don't encounter good men. I encounter the worst type of men. And I'm going to tell y'all something that I never spoke on before. Without crying, I feel like if my best friend had never died in August of last year, I feel like me and him would have ended up being together. Because we had talked about it before, but it just never worked that way. But I loved him, and I trusted him, and he was a really, really good friend to me. And I just know out of everybody that me and him would have just, we would have been good together. But that's one thing I beat myself up about is that I'll never know if it was meant to be because he's gone. And that's something that bothers me. Because I feel like after he passed away, I just, I became so guarded. I became so, like, sad and, like, I didn't know how to take people. And then now it's like I don't even have that best friend dynamic with nobody. I don't trust people, you know, so it kind of sucks. But that's why I just want to focus on myself. Like, I know God will send me a good man one day. But I don't want to fixate on it. Like, I feel like in 2022, I was fixating so much on finding a man and getting a relationship. And that's not something I want to do in 2023, you know? I said to my mom, Mom, how do people in this generation get married? How do they have kids? Like, how do they find love? Because it just seems so hard to do in this generation. Like, the kind of men that are out here, they suck. Like, I told my mom, I was like, Mom, I'd rather just die alone at this point, because, and I'm not being funny when I say die alone, but I just mean I'd rather, you know, be alone, because why would I want to be in these unhappy, horrible relationships? And these apps, they get so old. Like, y'all, I'm so sick of dating apps. Like, sick of them. Like, I get to the point where I don't even want to be, I don't even have to be on them. Like, guys be trying to get my number. And, like, this one guy was like, oh, you're not interested. I want to take you on a date. And I was just like, I don't barely be on here. He was like, oh, well, can you text me? And I had two guys say that to me, because I don't always be on these apps. And when I do, I don't always want to talk. People, one guy was like, oh, he said I kept texting back late or whatever. And I was like, because I just don't really care to be on these apps. I'm not focused on what everybody else is focused on when they get on these apps. I'm focused on other things. I'm not focused on relationships and none of that stuff like that right now. I'm just not. That ain't where my focus is right now. Like, I just want to build every, I just want to focus on my TikTok, focus on, like, my money, my daughter, my family, and that's it. Like, I don't care no more. I've gotten to a place where it's just like, I have a wall up. I don't want nobody getting close to me. I'm not trying to put myself out there. Like, it's just too much. And then at the end of 2022, like, you know, I was talking to somebody and I had to stop talking to them because it just wasn't working out. Like, we were not compatible at all. It was like the relationship felt so forced, and you trying to talk to somebody and it just didn't feel right. And I'm the one that chose to end it, and the person was just like, whatever. It was so rushed and none of it felt right. It was horrible. So, but the one thing I can say about that guy, he never asked me for no money. He never asked me for nothing. He would drive to come see me. Never complained once. And that's what I look at when I'm dating. If I'm dating somebody, I don't want to be with somebody that's asking for money and doing all this kind of extra stuff. Like, for what? So, now I'm just focusing on myself, y'all. I don't really have all the answers. You know, I feel like for anyone listening, just know that this is your time to shine. This is your year. Do you and be happy doing it. Don't focus on a man or any other outside things that don't matter. You know, that's just what I've had to learn. Like, I noticed, like, my phone been super dry lately, y'all. I'm not even gonna lie to y'all. My phone in 2022 was like, I was getting all these text messages from people. My phone just so far in 2023, it's just been really dry. I'm not gonna lie. It's a dry. It's dryness in my phone, but I don't really care, though. You know? I really don't. I'd rather my phone be dried and full of people who I don't want in my phone. So, you know? That's kind of all I can say. And I just want to focus on myself and just being happy, y'all. That's it. Now I'm going to try to record more on here, y'all. I'm so sorry. I've been TikToking a lot, but I need to get back on here and start recording for y'all. I was going to focus on YouTube, but I'm actually going to wait until my TikTok following gets bigger. And then when that platform gets bigger, that's when I'll start posting my videos on Instagram. And I also will start posting my then I'll start asking people to follow me on YouTube, which just means I'll start posting on YouTube as well, because I have a bigger following to do so. So just be patient with me, y'all. I promise you I'm gonna get stuff done this year. But anyway, guys, I'm gonna end this because I'm tired. I go take a quick shower, then I'm gonna eat something, I'm gonna go to bed, and it's been a long weekend. I was feeling kind of down earlier, but one more thing I want to add, y'all. I've been taking these gummies called Ashwagandha. They're supposed to help with, like, anxiety and stuff like that, and stress and concentration. TikTok, actually, people in my comments recommended me take it. So I took it. I've been taking it for the last 2 days. You take, like, two gummies twice a day. I took two this morning, but I can't tell if it's working. Like, I be feeling a little bit calm. But I guess you gotta take it twice a day. So I don't like taking it at night because people say it helps you sleep at night. So I guess I need to take it twice a day to see if it really works. But you only get 60 gummies, and gummies are like $19 in the store, y'all. But I'm going to try them. People were buying them, though. I'm going to try them twice a day, and hopefully they work. We will see, you guys. I'm going to probably take it before I go to bed to see if it does anything to help me sleep tonight. But anyway, you guys, peace and love. I will come back and talk to you guys soon and give you more of an update. But I am just checking in to say hello.